92.3 is FM Talk. There
is. Hi, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. This is going to be a fascinating interview. We have Chris Pattison, Carson Demolition. They are the premier junk cleanup services, junk cleanup, dumpster rentals. You remove the big stuff here, appliances, cars, tires. Oh, no, you don't do cars, do you?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of legalities when it comes to cars and vehicles, but with certain times, yeah. Essentially, if you need something gone, we can make it go away.
You know, when I was growing up, we didn't hear of these services growing up, you know, junk cleanup. And now junk cleanup is a big business.
It is, and there's a lot of people out there doing it. It's just there's so much stuff. Stuff compounds. And same thing for me. We didn't have that when I was a kid. You used everything.
So why is that? Why is it suddenly a big business when back in the day you could put your car in the garage? And nowadays, so many people don't put the car in the garage because it's full of stuff.
Well, I have my theories on why people allow stuff to compound, but I don't have an exact answer for you, though. Thing is, it happens. It happens to me. It happens to everybody. I had to have my kids. I used one of my own dumpsters recently to clean out my own backyard because the stuff just
You compounds. Were your own customer.
Yeah, it happens to everybody these days. You just keep collecting the stuff, and you just got to make it go away.
I think it's because we're bombarded with ads, you know, to buy this and buy that, like we were not in the 50s and 60s, and people fall for it. Advertising works, folks, and they buy a ton of stuff, and it's a status symbol to have these things.
It isn't. Well, we didn't have Amazon back in the day either.
Amazon!
Now you can just buy stuff. You know how many Amazon boxes I throw away? Thousands.
Oh, my Lord. You're right. You know, when a recycle bin, it's mm-hmm. usually Amazon boxes
Amazon.
And everything. This is a weird culture now. So... You deal with, I don't want to be too harsh, but they're hoarders. There are a lot of hoarders.
Sure, and it, you know, that word is broad. You might think you walk into a room that's shoulder high with stuff, you have no idea what's in there, what do you do, how do you take care of it? That's one of the situations we're in with people where you walk in, and it's very emotional for people. To get rid of this because this is their home and we're very careful about that, but we're also clear to show them that we're OSHA 10, OSHA 30, EPA certified. We also have a DOT number. We're licensed. We have $2 million of business insurance, $500,000 commercial vehicle insurance. So when we come in, you're hiring professionals to have the right PPE and the ability and the care of the folks mm-hmm. to take care of their home. We also, the outsides too, the properties just, we have one program we work with Central Lyon County Fire Department, and I hope they can come on someday and talk more in depth about this. But they bring us out to clean people's properties. It's called urban fuel reduction. We've gotten rid of many thousands of pounds of stuff across people's properties, and it makes it so the firefighters can now access a home should there be an incident.
Where do you put it all?
Well, at first it was just the landfill. But we have found ways to separate things out because I want to recycle. Tires is a big one. There are no tire recycling facilities in Nevada. So we got our EPA certification, and now we can transport tires from here to recycling facilities in California, and we submit all that information to the EPA yearly. Last year, I think we did 2,500 passenger vehicle junk tires that we cleaned up from properties, and that was just mostly through the fire department. That's not the ones we picked up from other properties on our own.
I thought it was important to have you on because I go on Next Door and Reddit a lot, and it seems like every college kid who has a U-Haul type trailer to their truck or a pickup truck is suddenly in the junk cleanup business. And I did not know that there was so much training and certification and skill involved to be a junk cleanup person.
Well,
and that's what you guys have. Why is that important? What trouble could you run into if you got one of these amateurs and hired them to do it?
Well, and I don't want to discredit these guys because I started the same way with my buddy 10 years ago. But the thing is, you can get hurt. you have no idea what you're getting into. You reach down into a pile. I have a scar still on my arm. I reached into a pile of junk in someone's backyard once. A stick flew up, and there was adult diapers mixed in with the debris that I now have an open wound with used adult diapers. So these are things that happen, and that's not the grossest thing either. So you want to make sure that you're trained with PPE, have your OSHA 10, have your OSHA 30, and if you get injured in somebody's backyard and they don't have insurance, you're liable. You're liable for their injury and as a homeowner. So when you hire a licensed business, now we have our own insurance. I have workers' comp, we have employees, everything's taken care of. So you have the peace of mind knowing that you're not responsible should somebody get hurt cleaning up your backyard.
Sticking your hand in adult diapers. Okay, I got to ask you this. Chris, what do you like about this job? What do you like? What is there to like about it? I dread the idea of just moving stuff. So what do you love about it?
My favorite part about this is when you have, for example, an elderly person that maybe their spouse has passed away or they're somehow no longer able to deal with the compounded junk in their property, and they need somebody to come in and help them, especially through the Fresh Start program. It doesn't cost them anything. We come out there and we clean it up, and they're alleviated. It's a huge weight off their shoulders. They're happy, tears of joy. They hug us. They give us cookies. They're, thank you so much for solving this problem that I couldn't have otherwise solved for myself. And not just that program, but if you can afford us, then, but you otherwise don't have the equipment. You don't have the tools. You don't have the capabilities, and you don't know where to take all these different items. Car batteries, car engines, oil, biohazard, where do you separate all these things out at? And that's what we do.
You must have a lot of stories. So let's camouflage them so nobody can recognize themselves. But what are some of the most odd, offbeat junk cleanup experiences you've had?
Well,
I'd like to know about the people in our community.
It's careful. A delicate situation. I want to make sure that things happen, and you don't always have control over it, and people live a certain way, and we all do. Maybe I live a certain way that somebody else may not find comfortable. But occasionally there are situations like, my guys were working on it. It's a really hot summer we had this last year. Yeah. It was over 108 degrees, and we were at a property, and they had drank all the water, and I was getting another case of water on a dump run coming back, and one of the guys drank water the customer offered him. And the person said it was recycled water, and it was brown, and they recycle all their own water. And I asked him, I go, did you think
Wait
to yourself
minute. How this homeowner recycled their own water?
They recycled their own water, and they offered it to my guys. One of them
What was their process of recycling?
I only saw the outside. I didn't want to see the inside. I don't know how they're recycling the water, but water shouldn't be that color.
I've never heard of a homeowner recycling their water. But they presented this water to one of your workers.
Yeah. And he unfortunately was not, he drank it. So guy was sick for a while after that. Yeah. Bad stuff. So that's probably one of the worst.
What are the strangest things you've seen in people's homes?
It is a delicate situation, but, and it is gross, but and this is why you have to have the licenses and the PPE. But some of these homes you go into and people, they're not very clean. You have 30, 40, 50 cats in there that have probably died. The person had passed
just
away
like,
in the home.
Just like the TV show, Hoarders.
Yeah. It's shoulder high of just garbage, newspapers, human feces, bottles of it. And we can come in there and take care of it.
Is that a common thing? How common is that?
It's more common than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that like illegal?
Well, sure, but how are you going to know?
I mean, so that you can call it a fire hazard and
there,
such?
There is, and there's organizations out there that try and help these people. A lot of churches I know go in and try and help these folks, but really, what are you going to do? And it's emotional for them. They're tied to this stuff. So it's a delicate situation that you have to work through with teams of people to help the people and then bring us in, and we make the problem go away in a day. And then you bring them back, and it can be a shock. There's different ways to help these people.
What are your favorite types of jobs?
Well, the junk removal, for sure. Yeah. I love it. We do dumpster rentals, tractor service, property cleanup, field clearing. I love getting in my tractor, throwing on the big 72-inch brush hog and mowing a field all day long. Love that. But I do my favorite is seeing people happy after we've alleviated the problem for them.
Did you ever find like a treasure in somebody's home that, oh my God, look at this, it's worth a fortune?
Well, we have not hit a fortune yet, but we have found firearms, tools, antiques, collectibles, and we always go to the owner and show them what we found, what they want us to do with it. Sometimes they take it, sometimes they're like, get rid of it. So we just
do you offer that service to go on eBay and sell stuff?
We don't do a commission base. I was a pawnbroker for about 10 years at Capital City Loans in Carson before they closed. And so I do use eBay. We do sell stuff on there on occasion, but it's not a huge portion of our business. If somebody doesn't want stuff and they say, get rid of it, do whatever you want, yeah. But other than that, no. We also have a program with a company that we just started with called Resupply. And that's an app that you download on your phone. We come out to your property and you have, say, I got 10 large items, 5 smalls, and I got all this household goods. We take those items and then transport them to your donation of choice, Goodwill, Fish, whomever it may be, and they take what they want, and then we get rid of the rest, dump the rest of that. But that's another service and another organization that we work with.
Folks, do you have any questions for Chris? 884-9910 about junk cleanup and dumpster rentals and removing the big stuff. Oh, my gosh, appliances. You can't take just appliances to the landfill, can you?
Well, sure. And refrigerators are different. I don't use Lockwood here in Reno. We're down in Carson, so we use Carson City. But refrigerant units, that is a $25 charge. If you take it to the landfill, they can deal with it. They have somebody that expunges it. But we also have a guy that comes and expunges the Freon that's in there, that's in the refrigerators.
Yeah.
Your other appliances, yeah, those are fine. We usually take mass metal. I have huge steel bins, and we recycle steel also.
How is the process at our Lockwood landfill?
You know, I don't use the Lockwood landfill. That's owned by Waste Management, and they sent me some nasty letters a while ago to cease
and desist. Okay, I've heard good, and I've never been there. I've heard good and bad about the process of going to
Lockwood. I'll tell you, at Lockwood, you can throw away tires. Carson City, you can't throw away tires. I mean, there's a small amount that they'll allow you to take, but commercially, no. But Lockwood will take tires. I take the tires and have them recycled and processed into crumb rubber and reused, not just buried. We don't bury them.
And there's that thing about electronics. Oh, my gosh. What are you going to do with the TV sets? People are constantly asking, well, we take, always offering, we take everything except for TVs.
We'll do the TVs. The tube TVs, most people won't, but we know how to process the TVs. We have guys, we have a shop, and we can process them and get rid of them, recycle them, and scrap them. There's a lot of usable material in there. There's copper.
Well, yeah, but who has the time and everything?
Well, that's why you have employees.
Okay. Well, you got employees. You're getting bigger and bigger. Carson Demolition. Anything else? Minute left.
Let's make your
pitch here, Chris.
I want to reach out. The big reason I wanted to come on the air today was to talk about, well, this Fresh Start program, but to try and find other organizations in Carson, Washoe, Reno, Sparks, Douglas County, people that we can maybe team up with to help people that are in these situations of compounded trash throughout their property, outside and inside, and how can we get into their homes and help them at no cost to them? So that's really what I'm looking for is people to team up with so we can help these people that are in need that can't help themselves.
And I'm guessing and I'm assuming that a great portion of your clientele are seniors, right?
They are. But majority of them are seniors or people that are physically otherwise unable to carry these heavy items.
Well, it's just the matter of time that you go through 70 years of life, and of course you're going to have a lot of stuff and everything like that. The thing that I kind of am concerned about is we have a lot of baby boomers, and when they go within the next 10 years, we're going to have even more stuff because the kids will be combining their stuff with their seniors. And
well, that's true. And a lot of people, 30s and younger, don't care as much about stuff as people that are older. Mm-hmm. They say, I don't want grandma's china. I don't want all this stuff. Get rid of it. And this stuff has been important to you, especially if you grew up in the Depression or you grew up in Depression-era-like times. Things are important to you as an individual, and you're finding out your grandkids don't want it. So somebody can come in and take care of this stuff and find a place for it, too.
How many people I know who are paying rent for storage units, and what they pay in the rent for the storage unit has come out to be 10 or 20 times the value of what the stuff is worth.
Yeah. I started out with my grandpa as a kid to going to storage units, buying the storage units. This is before it was on TV, and then going over here to the drive-in movie theater down the street, and we go to the flea market every weekend. That's where I started. But it's why spend that money? Get rid of the stuff. Get rid of the junk. Have me come out, clear it out for you, and it saves you money.
Is that a common thing in the Reno-Carson area where you have little auctions at the storage unit place?
Sure.
Like on TV.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to those?
Oh, I used to go to those all the time when I was in high school with my grandpa.
Is it worth it?
It can be. It got competitive when there was TV series started to be made about it. A lot of people went into it. I don't do the auctions per se, but I come in afterwards and clear them out. Because what these guys will do, they'll go in, they'll take all the good stuff. What do I do with the rest? I'll call Chris. He'll come in and take the rest of it.
Oh, there you go. All right, Carson Demolition. You have a website?
Yeah, carsondemolition.com.
Oh, easy. And your phone number is on that website?
Right. Send me, call me, give me an email. It's all right there.
All right. He'll do the job, folks. Carson Demolition, junk cleanup services and dumpster rentals. You remove appliances, tires, clean up yards. Awesome that we have people like you out there.
Thanks for having me, John.
Okay. It's good seeing you again. Thanks, Chris. John Potter here. We're going to get to so many topics. What's going on? Open topic, state of the state address. What did you think? We're going to talk about the wildfires. President Biden gave his big farewell address. Of course, the inauguration is coming up on Monday. The media. Oh, my gosh, the media. I got pages of media, of course. And, I'm here till noon, 884-9910, 99.1, and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1022.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local in Carson. Of course, we have Craig running the show and taking your calls. Yesterday, Jerry asked on the air yesterday, where was a good place to buy a was it a tux or was it a suit?
Suit or a tux for the inauguration.
It wasn't for him.
Correct.
He had some visiting dignitary coming, and they're going to a fancy event, and Jerry wanted to know where the best place is to buy a nice suit in this area. I had to leave yesterday, but what did they come up with? What did he decide on?
Well, I pointed them to Marshall's Bridal. It's not just bridal folks. They do suits and tuxes, everything.
Really?
That's where I got both of my my suit and my tux from Marshall's Bridal in the Reno Town Mall, right across the hall from A Proper Fit.
I always used to go to the Celix tux rentals. I think they're gone now.
Yeah.
And
well, I think they wanted this for a purchase, not just a rental. And also pointed them to Men's Warehouse right down there at Kitsky and McCarran, by Chili's and Pet Boys, Manny Moe.
I used to buy all my suits. I was going to recommend this, but I think this place is gone too. I used to buy all my suits at this pricey place called Joseph E. Banks at the Summit Sierra, but I think they're gone now. This is when I had was doing the TV Anchorman stuff, and then when I lost my job at Channel 2, I had to suddenly become a JCPenney shopper.
Quick question for you: when you were an anchorman, do you have the days where you are sitting behind the desk and you only have shorts on and the suit jacket and coat, or the suit coat and a shirt and tie with shorts or something, or sandals or thongs?
A little too flip-flops. Personal here, but yeah, those were the good old days. Those were. But, Chase, I was afraid to say on the air yesterday when he was looking for the suit because I bought my last suit jacket for $49.99 at JCPenney's from Joseph E. Bank to Jace. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. But they also sold a tux. I remember this a couple of years ago, and I bought one at JCPenney's for $69, a full tux outfit, because it came from Mexico. And I think things like that put the Celix rental places and such out of business. I don't think we have those anymore. But, boy, I love a good suit, especially a good suit jacket with jeans and cowboy boots. I think it's just the coolest thing a man can wear. I used to love Joseph E. Banks. I mean, the only thing I didn't like it when they were measuring my crotch. You know how they do that? The employee holds the whole, I don't want to get into it. It's too embarrassing. It's kind of like in the men's room when there's the guy in the urinal right next to you and the urinals are too close together. And what do? You look up in the ceiling, right? I mean, what are you going to do? They should have something for us to read on the ceiling. Just uncomfortable moments. And JCPenney's doesn't do that. They don't touch my pants. All right. I took the show running off the rails after only 90 minutes. Our phone number is 884-9910. Craig has wisely decided not to take part in this conversation, and that's why he is what he is.
Well, you're talking about something to read on the wall. Right, I'm okay. Thinking there was a restroom I went into one time. It says, we aim to please, you aim to please.
Listen, we could do men's restroom talk all hour long, but we got a break for Fox News. Open topic, we're going to talk about the Biden goodbye and the inauguration coming up. And just a reminder, folks, history is around the corner. The presidential inauguration is now just 2 days away. And FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT and 92.3 carrying the event live. And it's Monday starting at 8 in the morning right here. We are about to be un-Bidened. Happy days are ahead. 884-9910. Call on anything. We're breaking for Fox News now. I'm John Potter on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1031.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. John Potter live and local each Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Coming up within the hour, I would say, we're going to have Jimmy J.J. Walker, the star of 70s TV show Good Times. And he continues to enjoy a comedy career ever since that show. And he's appearing at the Carson City Nugget next Saturday, a week from today. And we will have five pairs of tickets to give away to his 8 p.m. show at the Carson City Nugget. And we'll be talking to him right here before we give those tickets away on this radio show. Jimmy J.J. Walker coming to Carson City. Just checking the texts received this morning. More people text than call nowadays, which is perfectly fine. Sometimes I forget to look at the texts and see what they say. But you're always welcome to tell us what you feel about anything. So let's go to 927 this morning. Got a text. Somebody says, food sucks now because education in this country sucks. Transfers over to everything. And that discussion came from potato salad. I think we were talking about potato salad, that I have this outstanding potato salad and that no supermarket makes good potato salad.
I had a call on that, on the potato salad front. They said, at Costco, Will's Fresh Food Potato Salad.
Let me write that down.
Yeah.
At Costco,
I'm actually got to go over there and get gas this afternoon, so I think I'll go in and check it out and grab some.
This is wonderful news. You know, because I guess potato salad just came out of favor. It suddenly became hard to find. And the open house I went to, sweet old lady, just made the most amazing potato salad and with powdered Coleman's mustard mixed in with the goodies and lots of egg yolks and little tiny pieces of celery and awesome red potatoes. It was amazing and just wonderful. And you can't find potato salad like that unless you go to some older person's open house. It seems nobody makes, no, maybe there's some good stuff out there. Let me know, 884-9910. And I got to talking about that awful restaurant lunch I had this week where the personal pan pizza was actually a donut. I mean, it was a large donut, and I'm not exaggerating. The breading, the consistency, the sweetness, it was like this airy, and they just put cheese and pepperoni on top of it, and it was just terrible. And I just, but anyway, this guy or lady says it's because education sucks. Okay. Let's move on to the next text. John, this is a free country. If Kardashian or another person wants to see the prisoners paid a higher wage for fighting the fires in California, we should allow that person to pay for it and also pay for more security to keep track of the prisoners on the fire lines. And maybe part of that wage could go towards the cost of the prison system. Okay. Next text, allow people to put their money where their mouth is. Or I guess these folks want Kardashian to pay for the prisoners. Okay, that's all right. Hi, anonymous question. Okay, that's for Derek. I'll have to send that to him. All right. Well, thanks for the texts and the calls this morning. So President Biden gave his big farewell address on, I think it was Thursday, focusing on pretty much most of it, how great he is, right? Foreign policy. I think I'm obligated by the announcer's code to mention that, but I did not watch it, and I doubt you watched it. And aside from the mainstream media, nobody really paid any attention to it, and it had little meaning. You know, I'm glad Joe had that opportunity to, you know, read the teleprompter one last time and talk about how great his term was. But if you're the president and you're walking out the door, say goodbye and thank you. Don't talk about how great you were. Tell people how great they were. If you're the president of the United States and you're walking out the door, maybe it could be about, maybe your speech could be about the 341 million Americans instead of the one guy in the Oval Office, and about how, you know, instead of I brought back the greatest economy and created more jobs and we came back from the pandemic. One of the true principles of life is anybody who has to tell you how good they are isn't very good. It tells us you're insecure. And the people who actually are good, their actions do all the speaking for them. It's like in conversations. And what I've learned in talking to others after all these years is people don't want to hear about you, okay? No, they really don't. They want to hear about them. They want to hear about things that are useful and beneficial to them. And the likelihood that anybody gives two hoots and a heck about what you have to say about yourself, honestly, is very low. Now, if you have a successful presidency, perchance, there is an emotional leave-taking, but if you have had a failed presidency and your party has been shown the door, I don't think America's really all that into a big farewell. It was a frustrating presidency. And by the way, compare how the media played up Biden's farewell to how they covered Trump's news conference. I think it was last week, you know. The news conference took an hour and 12 minutes last week, and the media reduced it to a goofy saber rattling about how he'd like to have Greenland and Canada and the Panama Canal. That's all the media told us about the Trump news conference, and I wish that just one channel had showed what he actually said. If you watched or heard the hour and 12 minutes like I had to do on YouTube, you would find it inspiring and just what America needs. There was this national view in terms of prosperity, in terms of national security, that I have not heard out of an American president in a long time. It was refreshing. And there was a real world practicality to what the man was saying that what this world needs. And I honestly believe the United States and the Western world will be far better off, and that the world will be more peaceful and more stable going forward as a consequence of Trump's stewardship. And I'm so glad I took the time to see his whole press conference, because I found in that some inspiration. Yes, he's right. That's exactly what we need. He's got a grasp of things that I don't think Washington, D.C. has had in a long time. But the media wouldn't show any of his, what I thought were excellent points. You know, they just report on what they think makes Trump look bad. And I think the public well understands that, right? They're assuming that now. And that is why the media has such a poor reputation. If the media did its job fairly, then the public might start to show it a little respect, in my opinion. And on the other hand, I've always said you can hate the media. And yes, the reporting is biased. It's one-sided, definitely. But you know what? The easiest way to not have the crazy things you say be the focus of news stories is just not saying crazy things. That goes for anyone. You can have the best, most positive message on the planet, but if you say some off-the-wall stuff before or after your message, you have to expect the biased TV news is going to pick up on it. It's not like they made up what he said. You know, this is all very easy to avoid. Just don't say that stuff, and they can't focus on it. You can blame the media for being biased, which it is, but you're giving them ammunition to make the Trump's followers look like fools. And when it comes down to it, you can't blame the media for the words that come out of your mouth. As for back to Biden, I never thought a Democrat president would really make me miss Barack Obama. That's how bad it was. I never thought I could actually miss President Obama so much. Obama won by both speaking to your economic frustration, and he was moderate and reasonable on social issues compared to today. I remember when he talked about, he said, quote, an awesome God in the 2004 speech that made him a national figure. He rejected big government policies like the single payer health care. I remember when he went to the University of Notre Dame as president and he said he wanted to reduce the number of abortions. He supported civil unions instead of same-sex marriage. He went on MTV and complained about young people who wore their pants too low. I remember the quote. Some people might not want to see your underwear. I'm one of them. He said that. And he criticized companies that undercut American wages by hiring illegal workers. And I think some people have forgotten how conservative compared to Biden that Obama was. You know, remember the hard left would call him a sellout. They called Obama the deporter in chief. But Obama hated treating political opponents as the enemy. And here's another quote of his. I love quotes. This idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you should get over that quickly. That's what he told young activists after leaving office. He understood that a Democrat Party that treated the working class majority as backward or hateful would lose their votes. And it's amazing to me how badly the Democrat Party's post-Obama strategy has failed. After him, the party moved left on one big issue after another, gender, border security, defunding police. And I saw on TV just last night, there was this one TV host, you know, they tell us what to think now. He said Kamala lost because historically, vice presidents running for president rarely win. No, it was all the above. She tried to act politically moderate, but it didn't sell. And she even said she would not change anything Biden did. I think the Democrats thought the growing number of minority voters would cover the loss of working class whites, but the party didn't win over more voters of color. Instead, they lost ground with every major racial group except for the white voters. Different though they are, both Obama and Trump approach politics as if common sense matters more than race, and it's the common sense policies that won Trump the election, just like they did for Obama. And John F. Kennedy, who today Democrats would call a hard right conservative, how far the party is changed. Anyway, I'll shut up about that. 884-9910, and Jimmy J.J. Walker coming on with us with free tickets. Stick around. I'm John Potter, live and local. Feel free to give us a call or text, 884-9910. On 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1049.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Live and local, John Potter, 884-9910, number to call. Other news stories from the week. This week, the federal government sued Southwest Airlines over two routes between Chicago and Oakland and between Baltimore and Cleveland that were chronically delayed in 2022. Meanwhile, the Reno Tahoe Airport said that plans are still a go for new nonstop flights this year. Southwest Airlines to Austin, Texas, and Frontier Airlines to Las Vegas and Denver. The Supreme Court appeared supportive of a Texas law that seeks to prevent minors from viewing online porn by requiring a user to show ID. Texas law wanted to prevent minors from viewing online porn, and it went to the Supreme Court. What? Some people were actually against this Texas law and took it to the Supreme Court so that the minors could see porn? The NYPD barred officers from chasing drivers who break traffic laws or commit low-level offenses. Yes, let's let them go. Like, you know, the shoplifters. Also this week, the Biden FDA officially banned red dye number 3, which for decades has given candies and drinks a vibrant red hue because it's been linked to cancer in rats forever. And every news report I've seen on this has not credited Robert Kennedy Jr. for triggering this. You know, he's been raising the alarm on red dye 3 and all the chemical food colorings for years. Pretty much, this is reminds me, it's pretty much the same reason the Iranian hostages were released the day Reagan was inaugurated president. Same reason we got a ceasefire in Gaza this week, you know, when Trump tweeted that there's going to be hell to pay in the Middle East. There was some shaking in those caves that the terrorists hide in. That pushed them to the negotiating table. And despite Biden and the news media saying it was his administration that got it done, Trump had people working the negotiation, too. Also this week, news came out from the Fed's consumer prices rose again last month, a sign that the Fed's fight against inflation might have stalled. Yes, prices up again. Nightmare still goes on. On the first day, now let's talk local here, on the first day of 2025, the Blind Dog Tavern at First and Sierra Streets closed its doors after they said they could not work out an agreement with the landlord. Basically, it's the same thing as saying we're not making enough to pay the rent. Capello Cafe, just one block away at First and West Streets, closed for good just yesterday. The owner has a different landlord, but said he, too, could not work out an agreement. This week, I've been told the Loving Cup and Satisfaction Pizza on California Avenue, downtown, officially closed. And, of course, we had the recent shutdown of the Cinemark Century Riverside 12 theaters, which actually drew some visitors to downtown. So, anyway, I talked to one restaurant owner last week about this, and he is seeing a drop, maybe as much as a 50% reduction in customers this year so far over last year. And I see, especially downtown with your independent restaurants, the economy, I think, there right now is very, very difficult. I don't talk to a small business owner in the retail business, especially food service, who is not scared right now and kind of going month to month, if not week to week. I love restaurants, and I'll say it till I die, go support them. I mean, it's great to get out of the house, and it's just one of those things that I will never consider an extravagant expense, except when they serve me a personal pizza, which is actually a donut with with cheese and pepperoni on it. I just couldn't get over that. And somebody makes some good potato salad. All right, that's all I'm going to say. Jimmy J.J. Walker is going to be on with us in a couple of minutes. Stick around so you win your tickets to go see Jimmy J.J. Walker at the Carson Nugget. And if you go on the Carson Nugget website, ccnugget.com, I believe the tickets are already on sale.
Oh, yeah, they've been on sale for a couple months now.
Oh, well, wow. Oh, well, that's very generous of them to give us five pair to give away, because I'm sure they could sell them. So you going to go, Craig?
I'm going to try.
I'm going to try to restrain myself when I talk to him from going dynamite. I don't know if I can do it. Anyway, that might be up next after Fox News. Stick around for your five pair of tickets we're giving away on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.